4 dinarim. So if you have now 60 shkolim over here, if so, 60 times 4 is 240. Well, Mosayim V'Aboyin Hev, it comes out here that this morning now was 60 shkolim, which is really 240 dinarim. So how come the Pasuk calls it a mona, 100? A mona usually means 100 dinarim. And if you tell him now that 60 shkolim is a mona, so really that's 240 dinarim. So how come the Pasuk calls it to be a mona? It should have been more than two monas, it should have been. Well, it's a proof to say, Shema Mina, mona, shakodish, mona kafal hoya. That when Yechezkel and the Pasuk talks about a mona, it's double our amount. So when we say a mona, we really mean 200 dinarim, not 100 dinarim. When the Pasuk says a mona, it means 200 dinarim. Alright, how do you get 240? There's an extra 40. Well, Shlamin, here it's the proof that the Moisif and Allah Midas, that Yechezkel added on more money to the Midah of the mona. And the Yain Moisif and Yester Asus, when you want to add on more value to it, you can't add on more than 1/6. So, how do you have 1/6 of 200 is less than 40? So, the Pshat is, Shema Mina Shtus Milabar. When you add on a sixth, it means after the cheshbon, really it's 1/5 of 200, which is 40. Now, when you add on 40 to 200, 240, now 1/6 of 240 is 40. So you add on, milabar means after you add on, that's how you get the cheshbon of 1/6. The kitz of this part in the cheshbon that it says a mona, it calls a mona, which is only 100 dinarim. Really here the cheshbon is at 60 shkolim, which is 240, so dinarim. So the pshat is, if it says a mona, it means double our mona, it means 200. And the added on Yechezkel, another 6, so comes out to be 240 dinarim within his one mona. So therefore, there's not a kasha Moshe Beinu when he gave the ma'af kikur kesev, the 100, really was 200 kikur. And therefore, the mona and the extra one kikur, 11 mona, that's what he gave for the adonim. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Chanina, Shalti is Rebbe Lezer bebeis Moitzvo Rabba. Rebbe Chanina says, I ask Rebbe Lezer in the Beis HaMedrash HaGodol. That's just the Beis HaMedrash HaGodol. I ask from the Beis HaMedrash. That the man is time of Pitchri Chamorim me Pitchri Susa Magmalim. What special, how can the Torah give a special mitzvah to redeem the Petah Chamor, the Bechor of a Chamor of your donkey, from the Petah, from the firstborn of your horse or your camel? There is no Bin Pedir, there is no Bin Bechor on them. Always, the one answer gave back was Gzerzakosif. The Torah says that that's it, it's Gzerzakosif. The Yay secondly said it a little slower here. The reason is, Shasayayu Yisrael Bishat Yisiyasim Mitzrayim. But Christ left Mitzrayim, they used donkeys, the donkeys helped them. Therefore Hashem repaid back the donkey, it has a little bit of Kedusha, this Bechor needs a pigeon. Now the Gemara says, Shein Lechor Kolechot V'yechot V'Yisrael, everything the Jew had with him, that did not have with them like no, that had Tishim Chamorim, 90 donkeys, Lubin, white donkeys, very good ones, Tunim Mikaspov Zahavashom Mitzrayim, that these 90 donkeys were carrying on their packages of the gold and silver that the Yidden took out from Mitzrayim of the Mitzrayim. So since the Chamorim helped the Yidden, that's what has the din of a Petah Chamor. The Yod shouted, another question Reb Chanin asked, Rebbe Lezer. The Yod shouted, Ma Lashon Refidim. The Pasuk says that we're in Refidim. What's the Lashon of Refidim? So the Yomli answered me, Refidim Shema. That was his name. The name of this place was called Refidim. No new pshat. But the Moshe says, really, this pshat is Ketana Rosa Machoja Fanon about this. That Rebbe Lezer says, Refidim Shema. That's the name of the place was called Refidim. However, Rebbe Yeshua Imanah would mean Sheripu Asu Medivri Torah. The Klai Yisrael took it easy, did not learn Torah that strong. We were a little bit weak. They were weak in learning the Torah. The Chenuwev, another Pesach said, Lehitnu Wevus Abonim, that the fathers did not turn to take care of the children. Merifrin Yedeim, because they were weak. I mean, since they stopped learning Torah from Merifrin Yedeim and that Torah, they weren't able to be mindful of the children on the right way. The Yod shouted in the third question he asked, that my Lashon Shittim, what does the Pesach mean that says Shittim? The Yomali said back to me, one shot was Shittim Shema. The name of the city was place was called Shittim. The most of the source was Ketaner Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Shittim Shema, that's the name of the place. Yibishu Weimer know, Shenifasku B'divre Shtus. Means Christ for them were Isaac and Divre Shtus. They were doing Averis over there. Now the Gemara says, and Adam Chaitim, Imke Nichtus by Ruach Shtus. So Rashi says, "V'divrei shtus" means liz meyid as grace meyid. The heads loose with the daughters of meyid. And the verse says, "V'atikuron la'am lezivchem lehayim." So he came. V'atikuron. Because what does the word "v'atikuron" mean? They became close to the yam. So blessed way me arumoy spoke them. They became close means with the undressed ladies. Rashi says, "V'atikuron mashma gufon hoye pegeibhen." That the group, their bodies touched their bodies. They had mamas nus with the bnei shmeyev. And Rabbi Shua Imano Shinasu Kulan Balakarian. It could be not that they had nus with them, but just they saw them undressed, and that made them become Balakarian. Rashi the Balosha Mikruhu, the Zera came out, so that's the Loshana Batikurim, Liyam Lezuke Lehayim. That was by the Bnei Shmeyev, that's when they got Christ up to the Oidri, the Avodizor, about Paul, that first they had the girls come out and made them tie to have nus with them, and then before they had this nus with them, they told them to be over the Avodizor. That's how did it start, because they had shtus, then the foolishness came into them. That's how a person does get. Now the Mishnah says, Poro sheyoldo min chamor. A cow that gave birth to a kid that looks like a donkey. That's the other way. The chamor sheyoldo kimin sus. This was a donkey that gave birth to a kid that looks like a horse. This is a big chiddush, because in the first case, the poro gave birth to a chamor. Really, both of them are mechuyev in pidyonat in bechor. Just a poro has gushes aguf, and a chamor has gushes domim. But still, in both cases, lo chris tulim in abechorah. That the kid has no kedushas bechor, there's no parasha bechor if the kid looks different than the mother. Shneimer, because the pasuk says petach chamor shnei pum. It's two times in the parasha in Shemais. Petach chamor shnei pum twice. So we dash from this. Ha-chieh ha-yulad chamor, v'ha-nolad chamor. We darshin, the mother has to be a chamor, and va-nolad has to be, the kid has to be a chamor. They both have to be doma la-dodi. But if one looks different, that's the p'tur in the parsha b'chor. Rashi says, shnei pom suzum b'teru, chad b'kadosh b'ko b'chor, v'chad b'rei ato. Ha-yulad means a, means the mother has to be a chamor, v'ha-nolad chamor. The kid has to be doma to its mother. But if the kid is not doma to its mother, that's the p'tur in b'chor. So even though it says this parsha about tata chamor, what we didn't learn out from this, the same thing applies to regular poro also. To regular kedusha saguf will be the same story also. So if the kid looks different than the mother, the rest will be a p'tur from b'chor. Now the Mishneh. Umahim b'achila, what's the loch you're allowed to eat? Is this kid or not? So it's mostly like this. Mishnah says, "Behema Torah Shiyoldu Kamin Behema Tameya Muta Bachilo." In the case where the Torah gave birth to a kid, even though the kid looks like a chamol, does not have simoni tayo, still you're allowed to eat it. But the opposite way, you Tameya, when the chamol gave birth, Shiyoldu Kamin Behema Torah, even though it gave birth to a cow, and the baby now has all this simoni of a behema tayo, so the rachu is also bachilo. You're not allowed to eat this kid. But the kral is Shayyotzim and Atomei Tomei. What comes out from a tummy is tummy. What comes out from a behemoth Torah remains Torah. This is a big sugi we'll see later on the Gemara in the next daf. Hilchos Treifus. What's mutter and what's osur? That's the cloud that what comes out of a Torah remains Torah, and what comes out of a tumeya remains tumeya. Even though the kid has some on him or doesn't have some on him, we don't care about the kid. We go bust of the mother where it came from. If it came out of a poor, it's mutter. If it came out of a chamayro, it's also bachilo. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosan, we learned the Gemara before we had, and the Mishnah later will have, that Rochel Shayol Dimineh, that the sheep that gives birth to a goat, or else he is a goat Shayol Dimineh, Rochel gives birth to a sheep, even though both the mother and the kid are both Dimineh to Behemoth Tyrus, and they both have a Pasha Bechor on them, so the Rochel is Potem and Abchor. There's no Din Kedushas Bechor on the kid. Since the kid does not look like the mother, there's also p'tur in b'chayro. But if we learned, v'im yesh boy niksa simonim, let's say the kid has a little bit simonim like its mother, then chayiv, then it's chayiv in b'chol, and we had the Gemara before, that the pshat is, though it's chayiv in b'chol means it has a kedushas b'chol on it, but since it's different than the mother, that's considered like a mum, and therefore you're allowed to shecht it, the kohen shecht it the way it is now, you can't bring it for korban. It's called like a baal mum. By Koponim, when it has Kedushas Bechor, you have to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen has to eat it with Kedushas Bechor. Now, the question is, Minan Emili, how do we know Pshat in that Mishnah? That even by Behemoth Torah also there's a Ptur in Bechorah. Hitalo Mishnah talks about the Petach Hamor. How do we know now, even by a Rochel and by Neiz also, there's a Pturim Mechayra? We know in the meaning. Some Rav Yudav Yudis says, the Yom Mechor, the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Shol, so Vidashin, Sheyhu Shol, U Bechayra Shol. In the same Pasuk, it says the word Bechor three times, we'll soon see it. He said, Ach Cholok, Lechol Ach, and Rakin, Shemeter, Lamayit, Lamayit. And not everyone is potter, but there are some kind that the chayiv in b'chayiv. Now the more asked the question, how could the Yehuda dashins from this posik, I bought tona peta peta kenosav lo, leporo, our tana of our Mishnah talks about a porer shiodu kemin chamor, and it says the reason why the porer's potter hasn't been b'chor on it is because of the posik peta peta, says twice peta chamor, peta chamor. How could you view the Asher from a different Pasuk of Turan Poro? So more so than a commander of Yehuda holds, who the Yomak of Yeseg Lili? He holds like of Yeseg Lili. So time you learned, we have Yeseg Lili Yema. When the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Shol, so with Asher, Ach Yehu Shol, Bechor Shol. When the Pasuk says, Bechor Kesef, with Asher, Ach Yehu Kesef, or Bechor Kesef. The same thing, or Bechor Eiz, with Asher also, Achiyehu Eiz or Bechori Eiz. Now Yochai was thought to say after the Eiz makes a simon, even if the kid has a little bit simon like the mother, still there's a Pesur and Bechori, at this time no matter, but it says Achol does the difference. So it comes out that with Yudah holds at this time that they said that he argues in our Mishnah. Now the Mel explained how come we need these two Pesukim, why doesn't one hold from the other Pesuk? Now the Mel says, the Mai Kemifugi, what's the Machoikis, how with Tana and the Eiz said Lili? So Tana di Dan Sever, our Tana na Mishnah holds, Gola Rachamon Abdujah's Domin. The Pesach says, but two times Petach Hamor, Petach Hamor. Now by Hamor, by a donkey, its kid has no Kedushas Aguf. You don't bring this to Korban. It only has Kedushas Domin, you have to redeem it on a fair. So it says true in the Pasha of Kedushas Domin, that if the kid is different, then the mother is no Pasha of Bechor. So our Tana holds, that even though the Torah says about Kedushas Domin, he holds Vuhu Adim Kedushas Aguf. The same story applies to Kedushas Aguf also. Therefore, when a poet gives birth, even though its Bechor has a should have a Kedushas Aguf, you bring it for Korban, still the same story is that if the kid looks different than the mother, it has a Kedushas Bechor. That's true now with Tana. She learns out both Dinam, a Poet and a Chamor from the Pesach Petachamor, Petachamor. However, Rav Yossi really, then Rav Yossi Sever, that Gomer Vachamon and Kedushas Aguf. The Torah has to tell to us in the post to go Bechor, 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 by the Heim the Torah with the Kedushas Aguf, that if the kid looks different than the mother, there's no Kedushas Aguf, it's Potter, and the name of Uadim, Kedushas Domim, the same thing applies by Kedushas Domim also. And the Goma, Kedushas Domim, Kedushas Aguf, if you're still, you learn that Kedushas Domim from Kedushas Aguf, the Kedushas Aguf is done by Kedushas Aguf, by the Heim the Torah. But if the kid is different than the mother, is a Pesur and Bechor. And then what do we learn out? Back to Chamor also. Now the Gemara says, if so, the Tana did down the Tana of our Mishnah, Hai Bechor, Bechor, my Yavadlei. The Tana of our Mishnah does not need these words of Bechor, Bechor. Because he learns it all out from Petach Chamor, that just like by Chamor there's a Pesur and it's Bechor, if it's different than the mother, the same is for applies by Zushas Aguf, by Yepar also. To say, why is the Pesach got to say Bechor, Bechor three times? Four? So it says, our time holds, and the boy lay holds, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. The young Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Lomo nemru imu in the Bechor. Why does the Torah say the Pasha of imu in by a Bechor? Shor. It says, by when you have a Shor to be a Bechor, you have to be makriv with imu in the Mizbech. And imu in the Bechor, Kesel. Let's say again by Kesel, the same thing by a limb. And imu in the Bechor Eiz. If you have a goat also, it says you have to bring it to imu in the Mizbech. So why is the Pasha have to say the word Bechor, Bechor three times? In this Pesach it talks about the Imurim. So the answer is Tricha, yes, we have the Pesach have to say the word Bechor three times. Kordi, Kos, Rechamon, and Bechor, Shor, that word just said the word. By Bechor, Shor, by Yishor, it's Bechor, has Imurim. After it came, it's Rabbi Menachosim. Because this Bechosim, it's Yayin, is a Chatzihin, has more Yayin than the other ones. So that's why maybe it's Imurim is burnt on the Mizbeach. Mashreik, and the other ones, they would not know. Kesef, the Torah word just said the word Kesef by a limb, you have to bring its Imurim on the Zech, Shekein Yisrael Mevalya, it has a special dinner Kesef, that its tail is also burnt on the Mizbeach. The Yates, the Torah word just said by goat,
Shekein Nisrav, Eitz Avodah Korban B'Yachid. If a Yachid does a chet of an Avodah Zorah, his korban he brings is an ez. So maybe that's why it's a Murim of a Bechor is burnt. But I would not know the Yadi Murim of a Bechor Shor, so if I have to say all three of them. So Mar says true. Chad Mechor L'Yachid. Here and now one from the other. But Teisi Chodo Mitati. Learn out one from two. The third should just say two. And the third one I learn out. So Mar says, let's see. B'hadu Lichtav. Which one shouldn't have written? Well, Lichtav Rachamonim Shor. The third shouldn't have said it wrote by Shor that Itzei Murim is burnt. But Teisi Mechor L'Yachid from the other two. I'll tell you no. Malan is okay. Nisrab waits up Sochim. A Korban Pesach could be brought from either a Kesav or an Ace. Mashaik in the Shor has Mashaik at the Korban Pesach. So maybe there's no Imurim by the Bechor B'Shor. So it has to say the word Shor. Okay. Lelichta Bechor B'Kesav. The Torah shouldn't have rolled by Bechor Kesav. If it takes them out, learn out from the other two. No. Malan is okay. Nisrab waits up Bechor B'Tzibur. When a Tzibur does a Chet of an Avoy de Zorah, the Korban is either a Shor or else an Ace. But not a kesef. So I would not learn our kesef from the other two. Okay, the licht of Rachmon of the Ace, the version wrote a goat, the Ace. Pritais the manach, learn out a goat from the other two. So no, if we would have just said a shor and a kesef, malana shekain yesh ben, sad ribui, ace of mizbech. Each one has something special more to the mizbech. The shor has more yain as nesachim, and the kesef has more the ayah to be burnt, but the Ace has nothing special. I would not know the Imum of the Eid has to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Hilkach Tzrichi. Yes, when the Torah said three times the word Bechor Eid, Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesev, all three of them have this Imum burnt. That's what our Tanna does with this word Bechor, 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 not to teach us that the Vlad has to be done to the mother, but to teach us the Imum. So Mar says, okay, if so, Rabbi Yisrael Lili, how does he know this Russia then? He uses this word Bechor, Bechor, to teach us Achehu Bechor, Vlad Bechor. How does he know the Imum? Like true, to say the Imurim, it has to say the word Shor Kesav Yeis. But Bechor, Bechor normally, why does it have to say the word Bechor three times? It just should have said Ach Bechor Shor Kesav Yeis, and it has the pasha of the Imurim, which fat has to be burnt on the Mizveach. So true, it has to say Shor Kesav Yeis, but it doesn't have to say the word Bechor three times. And Allah Shlamino, why does it say the word Bechor, Bechor, Bechor for him? Come teach us that Yehu Shor or Bechor is Shor. That it has to be a Shor and the mother also has to be a Shor. So far we answer Pshat for now with time of our Mishnah, where I use the word Petachemor teach us that Yehu Bechor, Vlad Bechor, and this word Bechor Shor, Chesed Yehu uses for the Emurim. Now the question is though, Preb Yoisi Aglili, Hai Petachemor, Petachemor, Mayovidlei, what does he do with the words in the Mishnah, Petachemor, Petachemor? He learns out this tzur from the word Bechor, Bechor, Bechor. That says, by Gushas Aguf, by Behemet Torah, he says the same tzur applies by Behemet Tameya, by Echemor also. So why does the Torah have to say two times, Petachemor, Petachemor? What does he do with it? Somewhere it says, yes, me brother, he needs it, Likidatana, Likidatanya, but like we learned, that Jabiyasiglili says, Mitoch Shenema, since the Pasuk says, Ach poda tiftes bechor odom. V'yes bechor behema tumeyah tipodom. There's a parsha of pidyon aben by nodom. There's a parsha of set to be poida a petach amor. Shemeya ni afilu pitrei susum gmalim. Maybe hu adin, the pet of the firstborn of a camel or of a horse also has to be poida. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, petach amor, petach amor. Or mati lechor. There's only a parsha of pidyon by the firstborn of a chamor of a donkey. But not the firstborn of a horse or a camel, there's no Pasha Bechira at all. So Mar says, why? Maybe when you have the firstborn of your donkey, if it's a Bechor, that you have to redeem Badafka with his sin, give this set to the Kohen. But maybe Pitre Susum Gamal, you have the firstborn of your horse or your camel, maybe Bechor Gavo. Maybe there's still a Pasha of a Bechor there. You'll have to redeem it, but any type of animal you want, you can redeem it and give it to the Kayin. So maybe still there is such a Pasha of a Bechor by a Sus and a Camel. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no. Petachemor, Petachemor, Shnei Pomim. That what? That Pitri Chemor and Mat Lechor. From the Pitri Sus and the Gemalim, there's no Pasha of a Bechor by a Sus and a Gomel. That's how he does, that's what he basically does with the words, Pitri Chemor, Petachemor, Petachemor, two times. Alright, we'll stop here.